You're on 981 2&M, and we've got Upper Hunter Shire Council Mayor Maurice Collison on the line for our regular catch-up. Maurice, how are we doing today?
Very well, Andrew, very well.
Mate, this is one we spoke of a couple of weeks ago. The New South Wales mobile service van is coming.
Yeah, this is a great service. So if you wish to give them a visit on in Scone on Tuesday, September 6th and Wednesday, September 7th, from 9 till 3 at the council chambers, and up in Murundi on Thursday, September 8th, from 10 o'clock till 3. This is a great service. It just saves people going off to Musselbrook and those who haven't got the computer to do it on there. It's a great service.
It most definitely is. There's a lot of stuff that you got to do with Service New South Wales, and when they bring it to you, it just makes it even more convenient.
Oh, it is. It's just so great.
Mate, there's a mental health first aid course coming up.
Yeah, if you want to know how to help a person experience a mental health issue or crisis, so why not come along to this two-day standard mental health first aid course and learn about the signs and symptoms of common mental health problems? I mean, you know, we all see these people go through this, and it's very hard to pick what to do.
Yes.
So if you believe that, that's on Tuesday and Wednesday, September 5, and just get on the council webpage and you must RSVP. But I'd recommend there to be a great 2 days, and you know, if you could help someone, it's certainly worthwhile.
Is there a cost for that course, Maurice?
I think it's free.
All right. Okay, that's an even better reason to do it.
Yes. So I'd encourage people to hop online and register.
Okay. Also, on your council meeting on Monday night, what came out of that that would interest us today?
Look, every month we do a donation. We've got a donation policy where we try and help little communities around our shire. So, you know, we donated $200 to the Murundi Bushmen's Carnival Association to assist with running of their 2022 event. We also $1,160 to the Murundi Bushmen's Carnival Association for reimbursement of the Rosedale user group over the past 3 years, of course, because of COVID. $200 to the Lake Glenbourne Archery Group. They're heading out to Moon Inn. They got a big weekend out there towards some amenities there for them. Great big weekend, and it's great to see them coming to the little village of Moon Inn. And we gave $200 to the Scone Films to assist with fees associated with running of the 2022 Scone Films. So that's just some that we donate as part of the council, and it's great to help those little businesses to run something for the well-being of the Upper Hunter Shire.
Fantastic work on behalf of everybody. And I dare say we might see you on Sunday at Scone Park, mate.
I will certainly be there, Andrew. I'll try and catch up with you. It's great to see the Thoroughbreds and Denman going back again. And I'll be very surprised if the Denman Devils don't turn up and try and turn things around from the first final.
Mate, they'll give Scone everything they can handle. You also must be pretty proud, given that Scone have managed to get in all four grades into the grand finals.
Oh, look, it's great. It's great for the Thoroughbreds, and this, you know, it just gives back what the hard work they all put in. But as I said the other day, Andrew, I have seen Scone in four grand finals before, and we walked out the gate a little disappointed.
Nah.
But I'm sure the Thoroughbreds are ready to go. They've got an unbelievable side in the whole four grades, and I'm really, really looking forward to getting in and having a look.
Mate, given that you're in charge up there, if we can just make sure the weather is perfect on Sunday, I'd appreciate that.
We will do our best, Andrew, and I'll certainly catch up with you on the day.
All right, we'll be broadcasting midday with the for grand final day for Bengalla Group 21 right here on 2&M. Maurice, as always, thank you very much for catching up with us. We'll speak again.
Thanks, Andrew.